Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. We're studying the Holy Spirit at the moment, and this is the first of a four-part series called What the Spirit Desires. We're going to begin here in Romans chapter 8 and verse 5. Those who live according to the flesh have their minds set on what the flesh desires. But those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their minds set on what the Spirit desires. What does the Spirit desire? Perhaps this is best summed up in 1 Peter chapter 1, where we are reminded that we have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through the sanctifying work of the Spirit to be obedient to Jesus Christ. It seems the Spirit desires that we be obedient to Jesus. The Spirit and obedience are linked. Our behavior is meant to be affected by the fact that the Spirit lives in us. As it says in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 14, as obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance, but just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do, for it is written, be holy because I am holy. Obedience is something that comes with being a child of God and leads to a desire for holiness, which the Spirit, being holy, also loves. Obedience is not a popular topic, unless perhaps you're a parent looking for obedience from your child. However, we are not so keen on obedience when someone else is expecting our obedience to them. We tend to feel that obedience and freedom are opposites. Even Christians find it hard at times to desire obedience to God. When do you struggle with being obedient to God? And when do you not struggle with that? Is desiring obedience even possible? I'll give you a short illustration. Last Sunday, I visited a member of our church. I went to the hospital where they were being treated. As I arrived, a nurse was attending to him and asked me to wait outside the room until she was finished. I did not struggle to obey her. In fact, I wanted to obey her for two reasons. Firstly, I wanted her to help my friend, and I knew otherwise I'd be in the way, and I wanted to not see what she was doing. We do not struggle with obedience when, well, four reasons. One, when we recognize that someone has greater authority than us. Secondly, we don't struggle with obedience when we recognize that someone has greater power than us. In other words, they could force us to comply if we refuse to. Thirdly, we don't struggle with obedience when we believe, we recognize that the person can be trusted. And fourthly, we don't struggle with obedience when we recognize that the person has our best interests at heart. In other words, we feel or we know that they love us. Yes, it is possible to be obedient to the Spirit, and it is possible to desire obedience. For surely the Spirit has greater authority than us, has greater power than us, can be trusted, and definitely has our best interests at heart. So, in the following posts, we will take a look at three motivations for being obedient to the Spirit. All of them are taken from Romans chapter 8. We'll go on to that next time. Our work can be found at www.thelondonchurch.org. And I hope until the next time, you have a wonderful day and God bless.